Tape 2 of 2, Marshall interview. Oh!
Get into the religious part.
Uh-huh.
The grace of God.
Yeah.
So anyway, go ahead.
We were, well, you were talking about...
Dorothy Melzer?
Yeah.
Anyway, was very affirming. And worked closely with me because I was the editor, and enabled me to learn some technical things about a newspaper that I would not have learned had it not been for her and for her connections.
Mm-hmm.
She was one that I hated to say goodbye to. She was probably 40 years old at the time I was there. I remember her crying, too. When we said goodbye. It was a very interesting relationship. It was not a weird relationship.
Yeah.
Or anything like that.
Yeah.
There was a kind of an affection there.
Uh-huh.
I understand she didn't stay long. I tried to find
her. Oh, you have?
Yeah. And I understand, last time I tried, that some people seem to think she was alive somewhere. Ralph Curry would have been the one in the sea when he died. Well, that took that information out. I'm not sure Gwen really knows.
Yeah.
I would always have liked to have gone back. I mean, 70 now, she's probably not alive.
Uh-huh.
So she would have been 15 to 20 years older than me.
Wow.
At the time. So those are the four. That
now, if you were, did you have classes under Brad Jones?
No.
Okay. So you had classes under these other three. How did their teaching styles differ? Or were they similar?
George Redding was more dramatic.
Can you give me an example?
We had pretty well prepared for it because he had a reputation of doing this. When we got to the part of the life, we had a life of Christ and a life of Paul. He taught both of those, and we took both. In those days, religion classes were, I think it was 12 hours at least. He would come in on the occasion that we were to have Jesus in the temple, purging the temple. And he'd walk in and a lot of students hadn't heard what he might do. And he would walk in and very quietly look at the class. And then he would take on this angry look. And then he'd turn his table over, which is what he taught from,
mm-hmm.
and act it out. You know, he was very expressive. Like students, probably spent a lot of time with them personally, but I'd say he spent a lot of time with students personally.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say his style was more dramatic, more visual.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Dr. Coleman Arnold was, he would sit behind his desk. And I took other courses, of course, but under him I took the romantics. He would sit behind his desk and tell us a little bit about the author or the writer. He was able to dig out the personal parts and in a rather brief way describe what might have been the inside of a man doing the writing and the circumstances, whether it was a broken heart or whatever. And you had a feel that you were going to, that even if you had read what was written, such as Byron or maybe Wordsworth, that you had this feeling that you were going to enjoy in a way you didn't when you read it. And but he would sit there and very gently read. He didn't try to dramatize it. Sometimes he would stand up.
Uh-huh.
But he helped you see the humanity and the similarity of life experiences of the poets, but also that they were unusual people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I began to realize a little bit that I was too.
Now, was he a demanding, as far as homework?
Yes.
Things like that?
Yes. He was a person, though, who would give you an opportunity to do something if you failed to do it, to make it up.
Uh-huh. And what about Dorothy Melzer?
In her teaching, I had the feeling she was uneasy. Some of these, you see, have to be judgments after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
You feel differently when you're experiencing it. But looking back on it, you maybe think at least you understand what was going on. I think she was a new faculty member. And when she was into text, I don't know that she was really easy with it in journalism. How do you teach journalism?
Yeah.
Other than to give you assignments that help you to write. She would have us write and things like that. I don't remember, as far as her teaching goes, I don't think I was impressed with that. I was impressed because I happened to be in a position as editor, which I later saw, where it thrust us together and I learned more from her practical side. And the encouragement she gave me to write. But
had she had any experience in newspaper writing?
Yes. I don't know how much. I don't even remember that. It's a totally different kind of subject. I basically don't remember the details of the journalism class she taught.
Huh, that's interesting.
It kind of bleed over. The romantic and the journalism for me kind of bleed over into each other. There was another faculty member I didn't mention, but he taught restoration drama. His name was Albert Johnson.
Mm.
And this was after he influenced me somewhat. Actually, Johnston. I think he had some personal problems in his life, and I lost touch with him after I left school. I think he's dead.
And did you ever get to know Dr. Hill very well?
Sam Hill. He knew only in a sense socially. I mean, Janie was on campus.
Mm-hmm.
Sam had just graduated, his son.
Mm-hmm.
Sam became a professor at,
I've met him.
Okay. Only in that way. He knew who I was, called my name, but again, some of those were the wild days, and I'm sure Janie knew that, and she was, after all, the president's daughter. You know, I don't know whether Janie even went Greek or not. I don't remember.
Yes, she did.
Did she go Sigma or KD? Those two were the only ones that on the campus. It had to be one of the two if she did go to Greek.
I think she went Sigma.
I mean, I was...
I've interviewed her.
I would see her being Sigma. So, the president had an open house, I think, each year. At graduation, maybe. That's when I think I first got into the president's home and being impressed with that.
Now that's the old, what kind of, that house no longer stands. What do you remember about that house?
The great hall.
Uh-huh.
Walking into it with a lot of space. hope my memory of that is not bleeding over into what it looks like today, because I realize today there is this great hall, and you move to the right or to the left, the dining, and so on. I was just impressed. It was a beautiful home. It was well furnished. Again, I wouldn't have been able to judge, you know, whether it was 15th century or whatever. But I remember being impressed with the beauty of the home and the friendliness of Mr. and Mrs. Hill, Dr. and Mrs. Hill. She was a very friendly person.
Okay.
He was friendly.
Okay.
But I didn't get to know him. I got to know Edelman a lot better.
Okay. Now, this closet you're talking about, was that considered the student center?
Yes.
And that's where, what was located there?
You mean what was in it?
Yeah.
It was a grill.
Okay.
And the mail, the mail was deposited there for the kids. I don't remember any tables there at all, so it was all stand up and take out, or that's what I remember about that. And that's all there was there. Whether it wasn't considered a place where students would gather as a group, but there were, I think they called it the Student Center. I can't think of any other place on campus that was.
Where'd you get your books? And supplies.
I want to think it was there too. That the food walk-in.
Oh, anyway.
I think it might have been there too. Very small. Again, I don't think there was any other place for it to be. It's an only 4 or 5 buildings. You know.
Yeah, did you ever have classes in Giddings?
Yes. I had astronomy under Dr. Mulliken. And I had household physics under Mulliken. I had those two. They were required. You get to choose, you know, in this field. I took the two easiest. Because that wasn't my thing. Anyway, that's what I took there. Of course, the Mass Crafters productions were there.
Oh, they had moved there by that time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they were there. And George Redding, by the way, was one. Was one of the few professors who ever performed, and he did a couple of Shakespeareans and did really well. I remember being impressed seeing him do that.
So you knew where his interest came from in the classroom?
Yes. There's no question about that. He was an actor, but a gentle one, and an authentic one.
Did you ever run into a bad professor at Georgetown?
In what sense?
Where they just absolutely bored you, or they really didn't live up to the ability to convey the knowledge?
Probably Dr. Jones.
W.B. Jones?
He taught English.
Okay.
And I took The Origins of the English Language or something like that. Chaucer, you know, Chaucer was in this. And I was bored to death. I remember that. That didn't make him a bad teacher.
Yeah.
The same way with Dr. Weldon, who was the psychology teacher.
Yeah.
He basically, if you just got there, he'd give you a C no matter what. All the guys took that course. Sometimes when in the spring, when it was warm again, some of the guys would, when he would be doing something on the blackboard, they would slip out the back window. It was funny. He never missed them. And he would say, he was a gentle, gentle guy. He would say, now if you miss a class, just bring me a note and tell me why and I'll excuse you. It's really something. That's true.
Yeah.
Janie would know that too. Janie was there. Dr. Weldon was there. I'd say those two, neither one of which was at that time in my life, other than, now I admit the Parker Jones and the English class subject, particularly when he taught, it really was very boring.
Yeah. Interesting.
Otherwise, I don't know. Professors were good. Mulliken was very interesting in astronomy.
So you were out, you went to Georgetown and you were in the Marines for 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you came back and you graduated in 57.
Mm-hmm.
What would your graduation ceremony be like? Just describe the whole scene if you can, and what it meant to you.
The only, of course, it was in the chapel.
Mm-hmm.
The same chapel, same chairs we have today, seats that we have today, actually.
They'll be gone pretty soon.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's time. Alice and I had been engaged about 5 months.
Yes.
And we knew that after graduation we were going to Israel. Had our tickets. Oh, yeah. Not right after graduation, at the end of summer.
Mm-hmm.
In August we went. So that was all heavy. I mean, I was thinking that. I remember being sad that it was coming to an end.
Mm-hmm.
I remember being very glad that I had come to this place.
Mm-hmm.
I remember being sorry that my mother was dead and couldn't come.
Mm-hmm.
And she had died the year before with cancer at 48. And my father, who by that time had detached retinas and considered himself an invalid. He did get to our wedding, but he was not there for graduation. I think my brother and sister were there. I remember having that reflection and thinking, by golly, I've made it. And see, my younger brother graduated UK and was already in law school before I actually, as a senior, I'm his elder,
yeah,
graduated from college with my, yes. That really, it all runs together.
Mm-hmm.
I remember bittersweet, excitement,
mm-hmm,
the trip coming, marriage.
Was the chapel filled?
Yeah. Yeah, they, a lot of, not with students, I mean 300 like we had this year would be a huge graduating class.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of people there. I remember the balconies were full.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was comfortably full if it wasn't fully. It wasn't completely.
Was there a whole week of activities, or?
I don't remember. I only remember.
Or was it just backward in the
graduation? I don't even. Pardon? I don't. Go ahead.
Was it just backward in the graduation ceremony?
Yes, and I don't remember the baccalaureate. I'm sure we had it, but I don't remember. All I remember was
do you remember your commencement speaker? I didn't think
I've
you
done
did.
I've done that a couple of three times in different places, and I've grown old enough and wise enough to know that ain't nobody gonna remember who did it, and not be very anybody that would remember what was said.
Uh-huh.
So, no, I don't remember.
I remember mine. Unfortunately, I couldn't hear him.
Oh.
And I wanted to hear him.
Who was it?
John Sherman Cooper.
Oh my goodness. I would love to have heard him. I only met him once in my life.
His sister graduated from Georgetown. And her class was having one of their anniversaries that year. And so Dr. Mills was able to get him to come and speak. And this is the first time we had commencement outdoors in front of Giddings.
What year was that?
73. And he got up there, and his voice is soft anyway. And there was a wind blowing across the microphone. Mm. And he sort of was, that plus him fumbling with his notes, I just couldn't listen to hear a word he was saying.
At least you have an impression of
yeah.
who spoke. I'm going through our family stuff. I'm finally putting it all together. I'm sure that I will have a commencement
program.
So that will tell me, and then maybe that'll bring something back. But I don't have any recollection of that at all. Recall Edelman standing there, and we had gotten to really know him because of this connection with Israel he and had made, and of course we were going to be the first to go. So that I remember, but nothing else.
Was there, what was the drill? Was there, you all were called up one at a time?
One at a time to receive our diplomas, which were rolled up at the time.
They were rolled up, okay. Were they paper or sheepskin?
Gosh, I don't remember. I've got it.
Yeah.
But I don't remember. I'm sure it was a high quality paper if it wasn't sheepskin. And I could be wrong. They may not have been rolled, but I sort of visualized this pile of rolled ones. But I can't be sure about that.
Mm-hmm. Was it based on a religious worship service, or was it something, another format?
It was, I'm sure, without remembering it, I'm sure that the person would have been a non-controversial person.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, I don't have any input there. Nothing comes back.
Yeah. Let me see if there's anything we haven't heard that you did the first time. You want to talk to me? Say anything about dating your wife and meeting her?
Yeah. This lady, who was my house mother at Adam's house, name was Mom Ashby.
Uh-huh.
We corresponded. She had by then moved over to a girl's house, I've forgotten which one, and became a house mother there. Adams, I think, closed up.
Mm-hmm.
And she knew about our exchanges. She knew I was getting ready to come back on campus.
Uh-huh.
So she cut out a picture out of something. Might have been an old previous year's
Belle
of the Blue. And she cut out Alice's picture and said, I want you to know this girl. She didn't tell Alice that. So that would be the first
introduction,
though I didn't know Alice, hadn't seen her. She 2 years. So she was a junior by the time I got back.
Okay.
So she was, first 2 years when I was in the Marine Corps, and I wouldn't have known her from Adam. when I came back on campus, it was a fun time because I felt, it's really funny, not something you can really print, but I could tell that having been in the Marine Corps and being older, that there was a new I was kind of like a new person.
Uh-huh.
And I could tell that people respected that. And most of the ones who knew me as Moose had already graduated,
mm-hmm.
or would be graduating.
Mm-hmm.
So in a sense, it was like a new start. There were a couple of girls I was dating in Frankfurt. One of them married.
Mm-hmm.
The only one I would have been serious about. Let's not get to it. I dated several girls.
Okay.
And then I had seen Alice and had been sensitive to that because of my Nashville, which Alice didn't know about that. And a roommate, a man who had been a roommate of mine at Adams' house, a football player, E.B. Smith, was dating a girl whom he married, who was a Sigma, and she was a friend of Alice. So, you got to remember that in the fall, before any of this happened with Alice, is when I felt for the first time in my life I really was a Christian, when I received Christ,
uh-huh.
I was rebaptized. So that was at the church, but that was in the early fall. And by then, I was, from then on, I was going to church a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday nights as well. A lot of students went to Wednesday night service. He invited me to go on a blind date, but I knew who it would be.
Yeah.
And Sylvia had arranged for Alice to go with me. So we first met, she knew me and I knew her by that time.
Okay? Right.
Or we knew about each other.
Yeah.
And we went to church that night and went afterward to the campus cottage.
Oh.
In one of the booths, and we had sodas,
whatever.
So that was my first date with Alice. It was, I don't know whether I'm saying too much on this.
You're not. It sort of gives us an idea of what the dating...
Can I just come in here and get something?
That first date would have been in the late fall after I made my decision about call to preach as well as my conversion. I was still dating a girl in Frankfurt, so I really hadn't let my weight down on Alice at that point. And at that point, I'm sure I wasn't really thinking about marriage.
Yeah.
So our relationship matured. Started dating her more often.
Uh-huh.
I was going home on the weekends to work, actually at Kroger. I had a car by then, and I had a GI Bill from Marine Corps. So I was financially better off than I was those other years, and I was more independent. And I dated, as I say, I continued dating a girl in Frankfurt, and I dated a girl in Georgetown who I liked a lot. Her name was Janet Clayton. She was Warren Nash's mother.
Oh.
And I knew her. I knew his father very well, too. They were Georgetown people.
Mm-hmm.
But I began to settle in with Alice, and it was, I don't remember, it would have been, certainly by Christmas, I was dating her alone,
mm-hmm.
and had begun to see her as a partner.
Mm-hmm.
It was then, it was not an up and down relationship,
mm-hmm.
From my point of view, might have been from hers. I'm sure it takes a while to settle into the idea of dating someone and only someone. We didn't really, because I wasn't Greek, we didn't go through a penning service or anything.
Was she a sorority?
She was. Yeah, she became president of Sigma Kappa the last year.
And
so I got involved with some of the Sigma stuff and got to know the girls. And her friends particularly. And there's not much to tell other than...
What kind of obstacles did the rules, or did they present any obstacles for you all for dating the college?
Other than the time of being in,
mm-hmm.
I think we could, I forgot what the weekly, whether it was 10, 10:30, or 11. And I think the weekend was, or Saturday, maybe midnight. But there, you know, you had to be in.
Mm-hmm.
Many times we just walked on campus.
Even though you had the ability to go off campus,
we did some.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with, usually with another couple, a friend
mm-hmm.
of mine named Joe Mason and a girl who he was dating, whom he married, and we would drive over to Lexington and we'd go. We'd drive usually on the back road that went up where the dam is on Elkhorn Creek,
mm-hmm.
about 6 or 7 miles from campus, where the fraternity boy was drowned, and that became something fun. We'd go just drive.
Yeah.